So workshops in my, it's in several levels. So one is, educational programs. Let's say once a month we have different topics we talk about, you know, insulin resistance and, blood pressure, you know, cholesterol, autoimmunity, correct, physical health topics, just so people know what is going on in the body. So that's one. Second way of doing workshops is and that would be, like you said, it could be a basic knowledge of people, like, okay, this is just enough. And for people who are interested in the intricacies of what happens in the body, then you go into a little detailed about what happens in the body. But everything in this is how it's interrelated. Yes. So into the different functions of different functions, it's not just about, you know, blood pressure or that. We're just using that as a base, as a starting point to explain what happens in the, you know, the whole body. So that's one. Now, the other ways of doing workshops is actually holding, I would say maybe quarterly or 6 monthly, as like a day workshop. Like, you know, you bring people, like teach how to test their sugars, teach them how to check your blood pressures, or even have like a clinic, like a fair or something, health fair like that, and bring people, where they could, you know, even you can bring about people to talk about, different aspects of, immunology, even sometimes maybe keeping certain modalities there, like, EFT, acupressure, Reiki, massage, you know, all the other complementary stuff. Because medications, I'm sure they're all, you know, everywhere anyway, so you don't need pharmaceutical people there, really. So that, and then even bring nutritionists, you know, who are doing a good job and say, these are the things available, you know, what else can people use, like supplements and, I mean, I'm not big on supplements, but at least that's what's called a supplement. You use it for a short time and then pick it up. And even talking about, doing like a video, and putting it on the website of Angel Wing, of saying that I'm doing grocery shopping. How am I going to do grocery shopping? In the sense that what do I look for and what do I not buy, which is not good for me. So that's one. Then cooking classes, of course. We're talking about, you know, how do we get people together to show them recipes, easy way of cooking, putting things together. And, you know, that brings up topics about what do we use, the oil we use, you know, simple things like that in day-to-day lives, you know. So that is important. And then also brings us to things like demonstrations, you know, in the fair itself, like the same day fair, like cooking demonstrations. How do you make smoothies? How do you make certain recipes and give it to them and say it actually tastes good? It took no time. Now go and, you know, try it at home. So clean ways of eating and real food and no, not junk and things like that. So the same day can also be more like structured. So that's one kind of workshop. Now we could do retreats. And one-day retreat, a weekend retreat, a week-long retreat, many things like that. So it could be like a structured day, for example, with breaks in between. So, you know, you get up in the morning, you do some stretching, you do meditation, yoga, then you have a small, you know, kind of like a hiking, you know, you go and where you in the nature, you walk around, take breaks, eat, you know, breakfast, come back. Then, you know, rest for a bit, then, you know, whatever, take the afternoon off to do your thing and then come back in the evening, maybe a nice topic to talk about, you know, in before bedtime, you can, maybe a nutrition topic to talk about, and then, a spiritual topic, you know, or mind-body something to talk about, and do that, implement it at that, you know, at that point to teach you how you do it. And then some energy techniques, energy medicine in between, you know, and then in between when you serve foods, you even, you know, allow people to, you know, serve food or allow people to make it for themselves even, You never know. So that might be easier for them. So they get a lot out of this day workshop, and then they go home with some material and everything and say, this was a typical day. How would it be? Now, we want to also structure it to make it more doable, because most of the retreats, some of the retreats could be to rejuvenate in R&R, but some of them could be more of how do you structure this into your regular day? Because that's what's more important on a regular day. How can we do it? So we do certain things and, you know, work stuff and then say, okay, maybe this can be introduced at this time of your day and then structure it like that. So, of course, week-long is something, you know, is different. It's more rejuvenating, R&R. You look forward to contemplation, more talks on mind-body things. So people can actually go from it with some transformation about perceptions and perspectives and change in the way they, you know, change their lens, the way they look at stuff, and, you know, that will hopefully be implemented on a daily basis. So that's what comes to my mind.
So there's also workshops, you know, for meditation. So you mentioned that.
Hmm?
Let me see this for a second. So with meditation, remember how you created the 4-week set of slides and all that? Remember we created that? So it's possible to create Zoom webinars. So that's one thing. With application, so there's information in there. With information, there's always application, how to apply, how to do this. And then we do the application right there and then. So that's one type of that. The other thing that comes to mind with educational workshops, you know, with regards to meditation as such, is to really have a systematic course development, Udemy course development, which was Vinny's original idea, that develops in-depth courses on meditation, on physical fitness, nutrition, mental health enhancement, you know, physiology. We can select a whole series of topics, make courses out of it. Now, the way we do that is to start with PowerPoint presentations. So we start with that, and we already have a bunch of PowerPoints already ready to go. So we can utilize them and start working on creating, based on just the timing and schedule, but start working on this. Start creating Udemy classes. So to do that, there's 3 or 4 things required. One is the set of PowerPoints that really go from week to week to week, and then that's presented with audio. So we could have even a video, like we could take a video of you or Vinny or Dr. Berman, and per slide, you're giving a 5-minute thing. You know, you have the printouts with you, or you're sitting in front of the computer, you're seeing it. We set it up in such a way. And it's take a video. So there's a small video playing right with the slide. And then that is uploaded into the Udemy. Plus, there are course materials. So there are links to other websites, other places for further study and all. But there's also, like, you know, materials that Angel Wing has developed for the course, like exercises to do, things like that, which we can develop pretty easily. There's also, you know, what I didn't put in here actually is Angel Wing publications. That's missing in this actually. Yeah, absolutely. So through Kindle Direct, very nice audio as well as paper books. So you know, Kindle books. Initially, it begins with, so there can be workbooks. There can be workbooks for all of these different areas, and there's one more box needs to be added to this, actually, and that is Angel Wing Publications. And so in Angel Wing Publications, what we would have, we would create an Angel Wing account in KDP, Kindle Direct, and we start with maybe like a 50-page book that shows this concept of Angel Wing. What is it exactly? It's just an idea to give a snapshot, explain it. That many things that you've already recorded, I can just transcribe a lot of them and put them in different chapters, because you've already got the audio. Now we just put it into a nice paperback format, create a book, have all kinds of different templates, and I know how to use the whole thing. I've been doing it for many years, actually, in different ways. So we can create a first book that, I don't know what you would call it, you know, the angel wing vision, something like that, whatever we want to call it, by Dr. Chaitanya Kripalu, and create that as the first foundational book that is available on Amazon. So it's a paper book, which then they will convert into Kindle version. The book has to be, I think, a minimum of 30 pages. Okay. But it can be longer than that. It can go up to like 300 or 400 pages, depending on the sizes and whatnot. I already have, actually, a lot of your audios. I can pull from there and start typing stuff up. You know, and when we do that...
Really short versions, like a kunji, you know.
You can do that. You can also create booklets. Yes, you can also create booklets.
The other thing to do
is just record what you're saying.
So it's like, want it to be really small, like short versions, so people can remember it. Like, for example, putting quotes together, putting sayings together. That way people have these things to use it like once a day, you know, or something like that. That would be useful because they have it with them in the hand. One more thing I was thinking of, electronically, I don't know how we can come up with that, something like we have their emails. I know it's inundated with emails, but if we have permission from them, some kind of a, everybody likes texting nowadays, for a quote to go out to everybody in the morning when they wake up. Mm-hmm. So we have to look into it, how feasible that is.
So on that point, we can utilize MailChimp, which we did for Premier, and we can create you can create like large flyers and stuff, but you can create something really brief that can go out on a daily basis. That's not that hard to do.
So it's just quote for the week, otherwise. Mm-hmm. I think daily
is too much. Yeah, daily is good, but we can use MailChimp for that. Yeah.
Because remember, people think, you know, even 24 hours is too much. But
No.
They see it again and exactly. They say, oh, wait a minute, shift.
So there's a bunch of things to do here. So there's the Udemy classes with workbooks and all that. See, all of that is part of Angel Wing publications because, and again, these educational workshops are one part of this, there's an intersection. There's always an intersection. So with the publications, you've got Kindle Direct. I'm just putting it all together. You've got Kindle Direct. So that's the paperback plus the Kindle version. Then you also have audio tracks that you can sell, actually, for 99 cents or whatever. You can get them free if you want.
Okay.
But you can sell them for low amounts, or even larger amounts if it's like extensive material. And then, so that's there. And then there's the Udemy courses. So we have meditation course, introductory, whatever you want, Angel Wings meditation, call it what you will. We create a meditation course, 15 week, it goes week to week to week. So people who are part of the program, if they want to take the course, anybody can take it in the world. You put a price on it, $11.99 or something like that, whatever their range is, you know. And then it's linked to your Angel Wing checking account. That's another thing. You'll need to open a business checking account. I don't know whichever bank you want to do. They'll open it for you, right? So once you do that, then that information is put into Kindle Direct, which is part of Amazon, as well as Udemy, that's placed there. Okay, now there's one more thing, that is podcasts. Mm-hmm. So there is a website where you can just load your podcast. Remember I showed you that one of them, and then they take it from there and distribute it to like many, many other places for free. So the podcasts are good. So we can have a weekly podcast or daily podcast or whatever you want. Eventually we'll develop them. So that's another piece. And then what still needs to be developed is Angel Wing Facebook page. So we get a Facebook page. Plus there's other things like Tumblr and there's other venues for all of this. Because through the digital platform, we can get a worldwide exposure. We're not limited to just your two offices anymore. You know, that's there in person for people in this area and all that. But we have a digital platform. There's really no limit to that. Anybody from anywhere can access to it. So that's another thing. And there's one more piece which is missing in here. That is public relations and outreach. Mm-hmm. You know, so public relations and outreach, is another box. I mean, they're all connected, but it's actually like, coordinator of public relations and outreach. What is that all about? That's about, like what we were saying, you know, sending out a generic email to, let's say, a professor, to a director of a particular program or a meditation program, like the Jenna Tedescos of the world, whoever it might be, whoever it might be, or even some of the well-known people, even someone like Rita Murray, and you know, that you're saying, send out an email to her. We have this new program. If you're willing to come down as a guest, it's all volunteer. If they want payment, we won't pay them at this stage, obviously. No payment. Just 20 minutes. If you can do, introduce your program, we send links about your program to our people. Things like that. But also the PR and public relations will be useful in promoting Angel Wing programs, like the accountability program. Assume for a moment, we spent a good 2 years. I think you're right. That's a good time frame, actually. Because it's going to take that much time. It's not going to happen like tomorrow. No. But we're going to do it right, and it really, like, every single minute detail has to be 100%. Otherwise, so we run it pilot several times. Give it 2 years. I'm really happy with that. I told you, it's a dream for me to do all this thing. You know, I can't believe it. So run it for 2 years straight. Really get the kinks out. Make sure and have a package ready. You know, so we have an accountability package ready. We do it on Zoom, or we go to somebody's medical practice, psychiatric practices, whoever, you know, outpatient. Start with medical practices. And we present the program to them. That's PR, public relations. We have a nice PowerPoint. This is our package. This is how much we charge. We can enroll 50 people at a time. Each person gets this accountability package. You know, packet that they do online, they enroll for 15 weeks, then we follow. And then it's up to you to have an accountability partner from your practice. You have to hire somebody or utilize someone. If you don't want to do that, the patient, we're still given like a snapshot that they can just take to the visit. If some people just are not going to do it, if they're not going to do it, they're not going to do it. But we offer it to them. So that's public relations and PR. Plus, we also have publications that are available for sale, because we do want to generate money. So to generate money, we sell the books, we sell videos, you know, we can sell all of that. There's a lot of stuff that's free, but some things are paid for also. So that's the other part, public relations and outreach. So outreach events is another thing. Outreach is where there are these health fairs. There are tabletop events. There are plenty of, God knows how many of these events. Many of them are free. We can have a prevention student who's doing their master's or bachelor's degree to do the outreach, because outreach is all part of prevention, and we don't have to pay anybody to do that. They do it as an internship, and you would just sign off on their hours. I mean, I would create all the paperwork. I wouldn't sign off on it. You would sign off on it. What would they do? They would, you know, do things like go to these health fairs, give some small presentations to introduce the program to different medical practices, and these are students. You know, that they can even be social work students. They can be psychology students also. The idea is, as much as possible, not to pay anybody in this at all.
Yeah.
You know,
completely.
But this is how we can utilize, and we can create an internship program. So another box would be created, actually, one more. That is the coordinator of internships. You know, someone who is handling that area. So, okay, so that's fine.